Now we have the pleasure of being joined by Jeremy Springer, Patriots Special Teams Coordinator. Jeremy, thanks for taking the time. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Doing great. Thank you. I want to start off Christmas on a Wednesday. There was NFL football yesterday. How does the holiday on a Wednesday, which is usually a big day for NFL teams, how has that affected your guys' preparation for the now abbreviated week with the Saturday game?
Well, it affected in a way where I just worked all day.
Fair enough.
I mean, it's you know, we're in a sport of entertainment. So for me, it's, I was here all day, you know, game planning and making sure that I was a day ahead of prep for today, which is what, you know, I was prepared for when players came back in today. And we, you know, we had to jump a day ahead and make sure all the game plan was in today and got that knocked out and make sure we feel good about it so that tomorrow is really our last day of true prep. And then we get rolling the game. So for me, it was a work day.
Were you getting prep done at the same time wrapping the last minute gifts, or were you able to just finally engulf yourself into Christmas Day yesterday?
You know, for me, I'm kind of fortunate, I would say, right now. I don't have a family here. So for me, I bought Amazon gift cards for everybody that I knew and made it pretty easy even for some of the players. And I was like, you know, I'm going to do this quickly, knock it down about 10 minutes and then focus on the game, the Chargers, which is the most important thing for me.
Jeremy, we're almost a full season into the NFL's new kickoff, the so-called dynamic kickoff. I was just curious your thoughts as a special teams guy. Are you happy with it? Would you prefer going back to the old kickoff from previous years? Do you think there will be any tweaks of it going forward? Just where are you at just about a full year into this dynamic kickoff?
Yeah, you know what it's made? It's made for a lot more simplicity in terms of KOC-KOR. There's not as much design and creativity with formations and kickoff return looks and even the KOC coverages that you would see in a regular kickoff like we're used to growing up and even up to last year. You know, I would like to see some tweaks to it to allow us to be a little more creative. It's just really stagnant right now, and I just think every team's kind of doing the same thing. And really, if you're pretty simple on both sides, so if you don't do a good job of being simple, you can get creased and get let a big plays. Like, you've seen a few of those around the league or a few big bad drive starts because of it. And I just think there's a little bit of lack of creativity with it. So I would like to see some changes. Hopefully, you know, we get back together in the offseason and then maybe the NFL, we all talk about it and come up with something that if they're still trying to take away the speed and space part of it, which I understand for player safety, how can we make it more creative and a little more fun for the fan and as well as us as well.
Yeah, I want to follow up with that, Jeremy. Do you think that's why more teams are opting to kick through into the end zone just because, like, there is no real room to do anything creative on the return?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Because and with the way the rules are, you really can't do much to be creative. And on kickoff, because you can't be creative, I mean, when you cover, it's almost the same look every single time except for maybe the direction of the kick. So, I mean, once you get past that first line of defense, man, it makes it tough to get a tackle if you have nobody back there safety wise and things like that. And that's why if you're kicking off 5 or 6 times a game, you might cover twice. You know, you just want to be careful with that, getting creased on one of those reps, and that might be the rep that, you know, you lose the game on because they start to drive at the 50-yard line and lose the game. So and like I said, that's the lack of creativity that you're allowed to do because of the rules.
So Jeremy, I want to turn and ask you about your own unit here with the Patriots. You've had some good moments this year, but there have been some moments of struggle, and you are one of only 7 teams that has missed multiple field goals between 20 and 39 yards, so the shorter end of the field goals. Is there a specific reason for that? Is it just a coincidence? Is there something that you think can be fixed? I was kind of curious because you're just one of 7 teams to do that.
Yeah, I think a lot of times when you miss those short field goals, it's always a combination of things. I never put it on one person. I never put it on 2 people. I put it on like the whole operation. It's just, to me, with the short field goal part of it, you have to be locked in, you know, and not take it to where, hey, we're at the 25-yard line or it's a 25-yard field goal, 30-yard field goal, 33-yard field goal. We got to be locked in. And that goes from snap, hold, kick. That goes from the field goal team. That's everybody, myself included, and make sure our guys are locked in. So, and to me, when you miss those short ones, I think it's a collective always, not just one person. And we all always got to be locked in. And that's some things that I'm learning through and making sure that our guys are ready to rock and roll no matter the distance, no matter the weather, no matter what it is. We always got to be locked in because those 3 points there, you know, here and there, or extra point here and there, that's literally the difference in the game. That brings you to maybe a 6 or 7 win team versus being a 3-win team. And those are the little things right there that are that separate the really good teams and the teams that are not doing so well.
Real quick, Jeremy, before we let you go, this may sound crazy, but the punt game, are you looking at potential swirling winds for Saturday, maybe even how the weather may play and in terms of field position, where in terms of angle punting and so forth? Is that something that you think is very important for these last two games, especially with the weather both being here in New England and in Buffalo?
100%.
We're here.
Yeah, both of them are, our last two are here. So it's you know, this weather out here in Foxborough, man, I'm coming from the West Coast and Texas and things like that. Every day we got to practice, I got to adjust my script because it might be windy, moving one direction, this direction. In practice, it changes directions. So I'm learning a lot from our guys. You know, I got a veteran, Joe Cardona, our long snapper. So he's been in so many games here. To have him and then my assistant, Tom Quinn, who's been coaching for 20-plus years in the NFL. So having those two guys in the warm-ups, in pregame, leading up to the game, we're always talking about, all right, if it's this kind of game, what are we going to do? If it's this kind of game, when is our plus 50 kickstart? When is our hook ball? When is our right spiral? Things like that. And we're always in constant communication.
He is Jeremy Springer, Patriots special teams coordinator. Jeremy, we really appreciate you taking the time, and good luck on Saturday against the Chargers.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. All right, you too. Thank you.